Question? Talk about the pressure that they were able to get on you today.
Yeah, they did a good job in the second half. We knew they were talented front four that could get pressure, just not having the blitz, and they were able to do that some in the second half. We knew they were going to make some plays, they were going to get some pressure at times. We just had to protect the ball, couldn't force anything, could not turn the ball over, could not give their offense a short field, and even worse, give them two touchdowns.
Were they doing something on the sacks to knock the ball out of your hands, or
what was that? Well, the first one is got to do a better job. I kind of saw it coming. I thought I had it, in two hands and protected. Just got knocked out. So I got to do a better job holding it down. The second one, I was about to make a throw and tried to pull it back and got knocked out. So, but both of them on me. I can't afford to turn the ball over. Can't afford to. Put our team in a bad situation.
How difficult is it having played Dallas the way you guys did and then sort of taking a little bit of a step back as far as some of the production out there?
Yeah, I think it was somewhat similar to the Dallas game where the first half played really, really well. Second half, for whatever reason, not playing as well. Don't come out with the same fire. First half, I think we had 45 plays and a 19 play drive and we're running the ball well, finding completions and the second half we just got into some third and longs, got a lot of third downs and didn't do a very good job converting third downs in the second half, and obviously the two turnovers giving them two touchdowns did not help anything, but proud of the way we kind of, when we lost the lead, fought back. I had a good drive to go down there and to regain the lead. I wish we could have got a touchdown in that scenario. We got down there, pretty easily, and then we had got a run where we lost some yardage, and then took a shot for the end zone on second down and didn't get it. So now we're stuck with third and long right there, which is a tough situation down there in the red zone, but. Just disappointed that we, as well as we played in the first half, we could not, come out and just play, decent in the second half. We played really bad.
Coach Coughlin kind of used the word discouraging after the game. Is there anything that coach can say? I mean, seven straight losses. Is there anything that, or is it something where you guys as players just kind of have to?
No, it's just coming together as a team and as a group and finding a way to win. It's. Some teams you just got to figure out a way to win football games, and we have not been able to do that, and it's a team effort. It's the offense has got to help out the defense, and we kind of we'll do it for a while, but then we can't give up touchdowns. We can't put our defense in a bad situation and give up touchdowns on offense, give up points. So we still fought, and I think the guys are preparing well and fighting hard and doing a lot of good things. We just got to find a way to play for 60 minutes and come out in that second half and play better.
Is this sort of stretch a first in your career, this sort of experience?
Obviously last year we started the season poorly. I feel like at times we're playing pretty good football and doing some good things and well enough to win some games. We just don't have it quite figured out how to win the game. And I don't know how you teach that. I think it's the teams come together and they figure that out. Someone makes a great play or something happens to get the win, and we're not making that game clinching play to win these games.
You've been with Coach Coughlin since the beginning. I know obviously you're focused on playing the game, but does a part of you at all worry seven straight losses for him a little bit?
Well, I think as a player, anytime you're losing games, you're worried about a lot of things. You're worried about you want to keep playing. You want to play for your coaches and win games for your coaches. I think guys are playing hard. Guys are competing and doing doing a lot of good things and trying to do the right things. It's just a matter of playing a little smarter and playing a little bit better.
Does this feel like rock bottom?
No, I don't think we're not at rock bottom. We're gonna keep fighting. We're gonna keep fighting for coach and fighting for the players. And I think guys, you know, we guys work hard. We guys do the right things, and it's just, you know, we want to find a win. We want to be able to be proud of the work that we're doing and be proud of, you know, of that week of preparation and dedication that we put through to try to win these games, and we want to get that feeling back.
One question on Beckham. I know you guys are both from New Orleans. Is that correct?
Yes.
Were you familiar with the high school that he played at and vice versa and that sort of thing? Did you guys ever discuss?
Same high school. So. Yeah. So yeah, knew about him. You know, when he was in high school and kept up with him and you know, actually worked out with him when he was in high school and threw some routes to him and fouled him through LSU. So he's been following him along.